Any question? The double will appreciate this question. It was running out. This question comes up every once in a while. Where a bar mitzvah bacher prepared the wrong seder. For whatever reason, he miscalculated, and I got a shiloh.
We laid the wrong half.
That's a different story. I got a question. I don't remember. I don't
know.
He prepared the wrong parsha, and he was not yet bar mitzvah. So he came with the shiloh. His father wants to know, is there any way that he can lay? He spent a month preparing, and then he realizes that he was off with one of the parashas. So, I'd like to share with the Olam the Gemara that we learned this week, although the Gemara is not really talking about this question, but you'll see how we answer these types of questions. And of course, as we have the... we'll see how the Ashkenaz place can say about this, and we'll see what the Sfaradish place can say about this. But it really is a really seems to be a really good question. Why is it such a good question?
He
miscalculated by a week. So he's not bar mitzvah, you're right. It's the week before his bar mitzvah. He's going to be bar mitzvah that week, and he miscalculated. I think what happened was is that it was a double part. He didn't realize that it was going to be. It was double parashias, and because of that, he prepared, somewhere along the road, he made a wrong mistake. So the really what happened was, if you remember, a couple of years ago in Eretz Yisrael, they were off. Yeah. So when it becomes off, then everybody gets confused. Anyway, it's not so hard. I see sometimes myself, you think you're looking at the right year, and you're looking at the wrong year, and you're deciding when to make the bar mitzvah, and you already made the Shabbos, and you invited everybody, and the bacher prepared, and then all of a sudden, oh no. I had a similar question where there were two bar mitzvah boys in a shul, both prepared the same parsha, and each one wanted a lane, or they began to prepare, and they didn't want to split the parsha. So one of them's father wanted to know, can he lane it the week before? Also, why did he ask the question? Because of the Gemara we learned this week in the Daf. He wasn't bar mitzvah. He wants to lane the week before his bar mitzvah.
The parsha the week before.
Yeah.
The right parsha, the wrong.
The wrong, yeah. So what's the question? We learned in the Gemara this week on Daf Chav Dal and Amin Aleph. Katan Kaira B'Taira. A Katan's allowed to read the Taira, and he's allowed to be Metagim. How did you learn that Gemara? How did you learn the Gemara that a child is allowed to read the Taira? It's a Mishnah. You look at the Mishnah, and it seems that a child's allowed to read. Why? He's not bar mitzvah. He's not of age yet to be mitzi. Says the Nemukei, Rav Moshe Feinstein does have a long tshuva about this, but before looking at Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rishayim itself are, we have to look at the Rishayim, and that's what I did. I before I even saw, I don't know, Rav Moshe doesn't bring down the Nemukei Yosem, sorry? According to the halacha, you could have a child lane every week. That's the halacha. In other words, a 12-year-old kid knows how to lane and he wants to lane. We can have him read every week. Right, so you should say why not. Right, based on the Gemara, why not? Right, why not? All right, but it's very hard to understand. We'll see why. I mean, it doesn't make sense. There are seven only. If the balkai, no, leave out the proper, because that's by women maybe. I mean, don't sign by children. Maybe it's not so proper. Tavi of meira by.
Well, could be able to beautifully.
I mean, you can line beautifully. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's, no one else knows how to do it.
More so with the cotton with the shorts, right?
Bring in
the
cotton. Okay, that's shorts.
It's not proper. There,
but if the mission is saying that he could read, so we can have a balkai as a cotton. Why can't you have a balkai as a cotton? Says the Mukhe Yosef, Lepisha Kriyas HaTorah Ein El Hashmiya LeTzibur. Kriyas HaTorah is you have to hear. So who cares how you hear it? It seems to the Mukhe Yosef a Chiddush Gadol, and this is really what Rav Moshe is going to touch upon, is that I don't care how you hear it, as long as you hear. Okay, so I don't understand, so why can't I have a machine? According to this, have a machine and I hear. If the Indian is hearing, and I don't care who I hear it from, so then just have a sound, take during the week then, where you can hear it from a tape recorder. play the Kriya Satira, and I heard Kriya Satira. It doesn't seem that you need to hear it according to the Mukhe Yosef. I just have to hear. I heard the reading of the parasha this week. I heard the language.
Maybe it's not considered a kol, it's not a yom.
What?
Maybe it's not a kol, it's not a yom. You're not here. What are you
hearing? I said, maybe, who said not? The Mukhe Yosef saying it's lahashmiya, it's to hear.
Maybe
you're
from a yom.
Maybe. I know, but if you can use a katan, usually a katan doesn't count, he's worthless. So then why would he work? So Maish is saying a good point, because we're going to see the Taisis, what did I put Taisis over here? But Taisis does explain the reason why katan, not like the Namuki Yosef. Taisis says, I guess I did take it out, but Ramesha brings it down. If you want to see, he clearly learns in number 9. Look at number 9. Ramesha brings down Taisis, but I thought I had Taisis itself here on the sheet. Just the Akatan's Dirabanan. Listening to Kriya Satara is Midirabanan. Very simple then. One Dirabanan could be mighty, another Dirabanan. Nothing to do with this Kriya Satara is only Hashmi al Tzibur. It's a Dirabanan being mighty. Ramesha brings down Taisis and Rosh Hashanah. So